Dr. Pinsky with Amal, IME, on Jamone, J-A-M-O-N-E, Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Murray as described in the reports above. Fred, those evaluations pertain to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 7-6-17, 12-6-17, and 10-2-19. Pretty is now a 50-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 10-2-19. Period, he subsequently received an order proving settlement and is now reopening that claim. But he also alleges a new injury sustained on 3-8-22. Period, he was removing a pipe fitting at that time. Period, he pulled down and fell back to the floor on his back, injuring his lower back. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, he had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, he states from the reopener case on the 10-2-19 injury, he had additional therapy and 5 sets of injections. Period, these helped him for approximately 2 weeks. Period, he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period, the paragraph. As per the records supplied, Mr. Murray was seen at WorkNet on 10-8-19, period. He reported the previous day he was driving a forklift in the outside lot of his building towards the dumpster when he hit what he describes as a large pothole, period. It jerked the freight he was carrying on the forks. Period, he developed mid-back pain radiating from his lumbar spine up into both shoulder blades. Period, he was slightly relieved with over-the-counter analgesics. Period, he denies prior significant back injury. Period, however, he had several prior work-related injuries to his neck and right shoulder in 2016, comma, his groin in 2012, comma, right knee, ankle, and calf in 2013. Period, he also had appendectomy in 2004. Period, he worked for the insured for 22 years. Period, he also had a fracture of the left wrist in 1991, and motor vehicle accident injuries sustained in 1991. Period. He was diagnosed with a mild lumbar strain and sprain, for which he was placed in an industrial lumbar belt, and was dispensed reusable gel ice pack. Period. He was cleared to continue working in a full duty capacity, period. He followed up frequently at this practice and remained neurologically intact, period. As of 10-17-19, he was deemed ready for discharge and had achieved maximum medical improvement, period. He was cleared for return to work in a full duty capacity, period. However, on 11-11-19, he reopened his case for the accident of 10-2-19, period. He states, since that time, pain and pressure never really changed. Period, his pain was now sharp, constant across both scapula, radiating down into his lumbar spine. Period, he had a history of prior work-related injuries to his neck, shoulders, and groin. Period, he was examined and diagnosed with thoracic sprain and untreated hypertension by history. Period, he was to see his family doctor for the latter. Period, he was prescribed Lodine for the former and was referred for additional therapy. Period, prior therapy was also reinstituted. Period, he followed up at WorkNet over the next many months, running through 3-25-22. As he related, he fell backward after pulling on a wrench on 3-18-22. and landed on his buttocks. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with acute lumbar strain complicated by pre-existing degenerative joint disease. Pretty is prescribed Motrin and cryotherapy. Period. He followed up on 3/29/22. Stating his attorney sent him to see Dr. Lipschultz today because of the previous back injury. Pretty offered symptomatic complaints involving the right side of his lower back and groin. Period. Sitting root test was negative and Fabert test was negative. Period. He had a normal gait. Period. The plans for modified work with restrictions. Period. He had called out the last 2 days. Pretty was to continue using ibuprofen and Flexeril as previously ordered, along with his back brace. Pretty was then transferred to the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Pretty paragraphed on 11/19/20, the petitioner was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz for a need for treatment evaluation relative to his neck. Period. He claimed his case had been put on hold for the last 5 months and he really had no treatment. Pretty was seen by pain specialist Dr. Gupta on 11/9/20. Period. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed that note, indicating he was diagnosed with neck pain and right shoulder pain. Period. Upon exam, he had full range of motion of the cervical spine. Period. His Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. Left shoulder motion was full. Period. Right shoulder motion was restricted and had a positive impingement sign. Period. These were new findings. Period. In the past, he had good range of motion at the shoulder with no signs of tendonitis. Period. Dr. Lipschultz recommended he utilized Motrin and Flexeril and return in 3 weeks for follow-up. Period. The petitioner related Dr. Gupta told him to participate in a program of myofascial release and acupuncture injections. Period. The following paragraph will have to be reinserted where it belongs chronologically. Pretty saw Dr. Lipschultz on 6/4/20 relative to the back injury of 10/2/19. Period. He noted treating the petitioner for a separate work-related injury involving his neck and right shoulder. Period. Clinically, he was thought to have sprain and strain syndrome with irritation of the facet joints of his back. Period. He recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. He did continue to see Dr. Lipschultz over the next several months. Period. As of 3/9/23. He had undergone facet injections and sacroiliac joint injections with improvement. Period. He was working full duty and requested additional Relafin. Period. He had been discharged from the pain management care of Dr. Saxteen. Period. He remained neurologically intact and had decent motion. Period. He was discharged from care to return on an as-needed basis. Period. In paragraph on 12/11/20, he had flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine that showed mild degenerative changes. Period. There was no instability on flexion and extension. Period. He had a lumbar MRI on 1/13/21 that found L3-4 with, smash that, found L4-5 with disc bulge and central canal stenosis and left facet arthropathy. Period at the remaining levels. Scratch that. There was also a disc bulge at L2-3 with central canal stenosis. Period at the remaining levels, there were no disc bulges or herniations or stenosis or impingement. Period. There was no evidence of spondylolisthesis or spondylolysis. Period. He also had x-rays of the lumbar spine on 3/25/22 that were limited but did not identify any acute bony abnormalities. Period. New paragraph, he had a repeat lumbar MRI on 6/9/22 compared to the MRI of 1/13/21 and radiographs of 12/11/20. Period. There was slight progression of findings. Period. He had disc bulge and central herniation with annular tear, underlying posterior ridging, impinging the fecal sac at L2-3 without change, semicolon, new annular bulge and bilateral inferior foraminal narrowing at L3-4, semicolon, bulge with central herniation and foraminal components at L4-5, comma, moderate to severe, spinal stenosis slightly increased, comma, asymmetric facet degeneration to the left, semicolon, spinal canal is narrowed on a congenital basis. Period. There was partial visualization of a right parapelvic renal cyst. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by pain specialist Dr. Josephson beginning 8/25/22. Period. He treated Mr. Murray with various modalities running through 3/7/23. Period. By then he had completed a variety of injections, period. As of 3/7/23, we'll go to physical exam. General appearance, he stated he just buried his mother last week and is quite sad about it. Period. Extremities lower, normal. Cervical normal, thoracic, there were tenderness at the lower paravertebral musculature bilateral in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the midline or at the interscapular musculature. But there was no tenderness or spasm, scratch that, there was no tenderness or winging of the scapulae. Lumbosacral, he was able to walk on his heels, fluidly, period. He could walk on his toes, but this elicited low back pain radiating down his leg. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 80 degrees. Period extension was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period left side bending was full to 20, left side bending was mildly limited to 20 degrees without tenderness. Period right side bending and bilateral rotation were full. Period had global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Period he didn't have a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period impressions. Jamal Murray claims to have been injured at work on 10/2/19. Period treatment from that will be inserted as summarized from my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here in 2021, he alleged worsening of his symptoms from the 10/2/19 event. Period also then claimed to have sustained another injury to his lumbar spine at 3/18/22. Period he had additional diagnostic studies afterwards. Period he also had extensive non-surgical treatment, including activity modification, comma, therapy, comma, medication, comma, and injections, period. He did have repeat lumbar MRIs on 1/13/21 and 6/9/22, period. Paragraph during examination found he had full range motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, facet arthropathy, or radiculopathy. Period he did have a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, my assessments of disability are the same as marked previously. Period, there may be a slight increase for what seems to be a new disc abnormality at a different level. Period. End.